any time.
And it's a very warm welcome to Jean Stafford. Welcome to Noosa FM, Jean.
Thank you very much, John.
And to Cole Atkins, Jean's manager. Welcome, Cole.
Yeah, welcome, John.
You've had a fantastic career. It's a pleasure to have you here at Noosa FM.
Thank you.
It's not often when we have our featured artist of the week. They're live in the studio. But I'm just going to read a little bit of a summary because it's very interesting. When I get a summary of an artist, I can normally put a paperclip around it, but with yours I've got a bulldog clip on it. So it goes very well. But spanning more than three decades, Jean's career heralds three golden guitars, two prestige MO awards, double platinum, two gold albums for Finest Collection. That's Say It All, plus various industry services and songwriting awards. In Australia, in the late 80s and early 90s, her national television appearances on The Ray Martin Show. Gee, that was a popular show back then, wasn't it? And The Midday Show, also a very popular show, delighted her fans, and it wasn't long before she became a household name in mainstream Australia and immortalised in the Australian Gallery of Stars Wax Museum, and in 2008 awarded the highest accolade in country music inductee and the 37th recipient of the ACMF Australian Country Music Foundation Roll of Renown. Wow, that's terrific, isn't it?
Thank you.
It's a great career, and I mean, I've got pages here I could read, but I won't. But perhaps if we start at the beginning, how did it all start for you, Jean?
Well, I grew up in a little place called Meander. We only had one shop and a hall,
mm-hmm.
a church, a graveyard.
Right. Boot Hill.
And I'm so pleased I didn't end up in there. I really didn't have a lot to do.
Mm-hmm.
Being such a small town, so I grew up with cousins that actually played some guitar, and we had a little battery radio because we didn't have any electricity on at our home when I was growing up, but mm-hmm. we just had tilly lights and so forth. No hot and cold running water, sounding a bit like Loretta Lynn, I think, although I think they had electricity. So we had a little battery radio, and I used to take that to bed of a night and listen to music, and I came across Kitty Wells
mm-hmm.
and fell in love with her music, and that started me down the road to
wow.
country music.
Very well-known artist.
Oh, a lovely lady, lovely mm. lady, yes. Mm.
And you currently have new management with Cole.
I do. I'm so excited to be involved with Cole. I actually called him one day, and I said, not sure how to ask you this. I think I went on for a long time before I got the question out, and he went on for a long time talking about it, and I'm thinking, oh, you know,
I made it work.
He's going to say no. But no, we just kind of clicked, and what Carl was looking for was what I was looking for in management, and he wanted a new direction in his life,
mm-hmm.
and I guess I came along at the right time, and he certainly was there for me.
So it's all working out very well.
No, it's fantastic. Jean and I have known each other for about 30-odd years, so...
Oh, gee, that's great.
I used to... Well, I still am her keyboard player as well, so...
Terrific.
A long time ago.
Colin was playing keyboard for me back in Sydney, when I lived in Sydney, and that's quite a few years ago now.
Oh, gee. So what brings you to Queensland?
Well, I'm up here right now. Colin and I are putting together our future
mm-hmm.
and getting together all my songs for my latest album, and we've achieved that. We've got that all organised.
Now that album's Let the Dance Begin.
No, that's the next one.
Oh, the next one.
The next one that we're going over next year to record. We're going over also in October for meetings and to do, we're doing a steel convention down at
Gulfport,
Mississippi.
Oh, okay.
So that's in October, early November, but we're going over in October.
Oh, lovely. Okay, well, the album we've got in front of us at the moment is Jean Stafford, Let the Dance Begin. And there's some great songs on that, and you've selected a couple. The first one we're going to play is Steel and the Two-Step. Can you tell us a little bit about that song?
Well, I was living on Bribie Island at the time, and Wayne Appleby, my husband then, was looking, well, I was looking for a title. I'd run out of titles for songs, and I was writing songs a lot back then, and I said, what do you think would be a good title for a song? He said, why don't you write a song about steel guitar?
Terrific.
And I thought, oh, gee, I don't know if I could do that. Anyway, he went away for about an hour and he came back and I had it finished.
Oh, terrific.
That's what he came up with, the steel and the two-step.
Okay, let's hear it now.
Here comes the music we grew up on. Let's get down to dancing as the band plays along. It sure is something when steels and fiddles play. It's a sound all its own. What more can I say? Walking Herb and Leon get me right in the heart. Neon and John bring out the best in us. I can't imagine never having it around. Nothing takes the place of that good.
What a great song.
Thank you.
What a great song. And you wrote that?
Yes, I did.
I like all of them.
Thank you so much.
That's a great album. The album is called Let the Dance Begin, and I believe it was recorded in Nashville and reached number one in 9 countries.
Yes, it did. I was very, very proud of that. I wasn't expecting that at all. And I had wonderful musicians in Nashville. I had most of the musicians that I had there worked on George Strait's album and Alan Jackson's, people like Brent Mason, he was on guitar.
Wow.
Lloyd Green on steel guitar, wonderful people. John Huey, John's passed now, but he was a wonderful, wonderful man. He started working with, Loretta Lynn and Conway Twitty.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Gee. Big
John
names.
John was with Conway for a lot of years.
Mm-hmm.
And Wayne Moss. And my drummer was Gene Chrisman. He was the first drummer to drum for Elvis Presley.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Gee whiz.
When he started out.
That's incredible.
So we've got some wonderful musicians. And we're going to have them again when I go back into town.
Oh, terrific. Mm-hmm. We've got one of Jean's albums to give away to a lucky listener. So if you'd like to win that album, all you've got to do is just name one of Jean's other albums. And I can tell you there's a number of them. I've got them here in front of me. So if you'd like to give Megan a call on 5447-2233 here at Noosa FM. We've got a Gene Stafford CD for you, Let the Dance Begin. Now, you've won an enormous amount of awards and recognitions over your career, Gene, and I've got them in front of me. Are there any that really stand out for you?
One that stands out for me, really, well, there's two, actually. The first one that I received from Hadley Records, considering it was my first album that I'd recorded, and I didn't know about the Tamworth Awards at the time, so I had no idea about that. And I just got a call from Eric Scott one day, and he said, we'd like to have you up here in January when the awards are on. And I said, oh, okay, that'd be nice. It'd be lovely. Well, I was green as grass. I had no idea what was going on. So that stands out to me because I won with my first album, Flowers for Mama it was called, and the track was What Kind of a Girl Do You Think I Am? And the second one was when I won my first award in America for Western Swing, and that was still in the two-step. I won Best Female Vocal.
Oh, terrific.
With that particular song.
That's a great achievement. We have a winner already, which is fantastic. Alana has won the album, so Alana will make contact with you very shortly and get that to you.
Congratulations, Alana! I hope you really enjoy it.
Okay, and we'll get that autograph for you too, I think.
My word!
That's terrific. That's great. Okay, let's get back to music, and we'll play another track from this particular album, which is called Don't Bet Your Boots.
Mm-hmm.
Any story on this one?
Well, yes. I've been in different places with family and just having dinner and so forth, and there's a dance floor and whatever. And then you see a lot of lonely people around.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear a lot of stories about how women, when they're lonely, they go into a bar and they have a drink. But the last thing they need, really, is somebody hitting on them.
Right.
I think it's not fair that we have to be judged. A man can go in and have a drink and he's not judged, but a woman,
different.
Judged, don't. And I thought, well, you know, I'm going to write a song about that. Don't look on me as something something that's crawled out from under a log, so to speak. I'm a decent person. I'm here. I'm lonely, but I'm not looking for somebody to go home with.
Yeah, sure.
So I just thought, well, I'm going to tell him, you know, don't get too close because it's not safe.
Okay, let's hear the song now.
Don't try to pick me up in this bar. I don't sleep around. If you want that kind of woman, there's lots of them in town. Cheating on me.
And that's another great song as well. It's, the album's got plenty of rhythm in it, that's for sure.
Thank you.
We're talking with Jean Stafford, who's our featured artist this week. And Jean, you've had many, many highlights over the years, recording and touring with Kitty Wells, obviously, who you mentioned earlier.
Yes.
What are some of the other highlights that stand out for you? I know that one of them was when you were presented Queen of the Country.
Yes, well, that was, they kept that very, very closely knitted within the industry. I knew nothing about that at all. But they said to me that, look, they wanted me to come along and do this show in Sydney, and all of a sudden I had Clive Arundel from the radio station in Sydney behind me and Smokey Dawson.
Oh, really?
Yes, and then I saw another guy standing there, and he had this cape. Oh, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden they announced that the whole industry was presenting me with the crown for Queen of Country Music within Australia.
That's fantastic.
And it, oh, I cried. I'm a big silk.
Well, particularly, you know, being so unexpected.
Well, yes, and having it presented by Smokey Dawson as well as Clive Arundel, they're wonderful people, and Smokey's been an old friend from way back.
What a famous name.
Oh, yes. Yeah, beautiful man. It just blew me away. I have no words to describe that day.
Yeah, yeah, that's fantastic. Well, you do a lot of touring. You're overseas. You're touring around Australia. How do you cope with that and being away from your family and when you're on the road?
It's hard.
It would be, wouldn't it?
It's hard. But a lot of times my girls get to come with me.
Oh, that's good. How old are they?
Geez, now. Sherry's 50. Mm. My second girl is 49.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, time goes, doesn't
it? Doesn't it?
Yes,
yeah.
And I actually gave up music for a little while. I got a little bit, you know, thought, oh, take a break.
Mm.
And then I figured, well, I'm going to start again. I'm going back out on the road again.
Right.
And the girl said, oh, Mum, can we come too?
Yeah. Oh, that makes it easier, doesn't it?
Look, I love it. It's beautiful to have your family out there on stage with you. It's not saying that they can come to all my concerts all around the world because they have families of their own, but I love it when they're there.
Oh,
And when they're not, it's so easy today when you have phones.
Yes.
You can FaceTime them. It's almost like you're there with them anyway. It's not like being there, but I love it. It's a good way of communication, and it helps you not miss them so much.
Oh, you bet. I'm absolutely gobsmacked at the ages. I thought they were much, much younger. So take that as a compliment. That's why I asked the question. I didn't want to pry. But
that's all right. Look, I'm proud of what I've achieved throughout
absolutely.
My life. And I never look at my life as in age.
Mm.
If I did, I'd probably think, oh, okay, well what do I do next? But I feel really happy with my life. I'm healthy. I don't think Colin would have come along as manager if I hadn't have been.
No, that's fair enough.
But no, you know, nobody really judges you on your age anymore, and I don't think it would be fair to if you're doing your job. You look at Dolly Parton, Loretta Lynn.
Oh,
they're all working because not because they need the money, but because they want to be part of the industry, and it's a part of their soul.
Yes.
The same as it is mine. So it's really hard to say, okay, I'm going to give this up, but if it was health-wise, well, naturally you would have to.
Mm.
But while ever I can sing and my fans want me to be there and they enjoy my performance, I'll be there.
Terrific. That's great. Well, you've had a marvellous career, so many highlights, so many awards.
Thank you.
And I'm sure there'll be more to come in the future. So where can people find out about your concerts and hear your music?
Okay, then go onto my Facebook, and there's a link on my Facebook to go onto, and that will become their VIP mailing list.
Oh, okay, terrific.
And we will send out everything that we're doing, our tour dates, our recording, what we're doing recording-wise, where we're going to be in what country, everything.
Excellent.
Everything will be on there.
Oh, that's great. That's
great. So if they go onto that mailing list, and they'll miss out on nothing.
All right, excellent. That's great. Well, again, congratulations on a wonderful career to date.
Thank you so
much. Sure that'll continue. And thanks for being with us here at Noosa FM this morning.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure, John. Thank you so much for having us.
It's our pleasure indeed. And what we'll do to finish, we'll play the title track from the album Gene Stafford, Let the Dance Begin.
A feeling that cannot be denied. Every time we look into each other's eyes, it's a heartbeat of love. In your arms is where I belong. So let the dance begin with two wedding bands that show our true devotion.
Let the bell